And then it's right there, Edmonton.
And down Meshkway.
Moose Jaw. And when we got into Dakota, we went to the south part of that and saw a burning coal mine. Been burning ever since white man knew about it.
Is that right? Yeah, I guess there's no way to put them out. No, I should stop. So you went, actually the state west of here is, you had to go through,
Illinois.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call the thing that the housewife wears to keep her dress clean?
Apron.
Okay. And, if you are going someplace fancy, you probably have to wear a,
shirt and tie.
Okay, or over the shirt you wear a
coat.
Okay. If you have a three-piece suit, what are the pieces of the three-piece suit?
Trousers, coat, vest.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call a vest anything else?
I never did.
Okay. If you have somebody that's the same size as you and you can wear his clothes, borrowed clothes from him, you could say that his clothes do what?
They fit me.
Okay. If you want to maybe go out and interview for a job or something like that, you probably should go out and buy a,
new suit?
Yeah. If you're like me and carry 50 million keys with you, your pockets are sitting like this, they sort of,
jingle?
Well, just,
bulge?
Yeah. You ever say anything else? Any other way to say it? Your pockets are bulging?
Baggy.
Okay. If you got a shirt that, especially before the new modern materials where they had, you'd maybe wash the shirt which would fit right and then you'd wash it and it'd be too small. What happened to the shirt?
Shrink.
Okay. What do you call the thing that the lady maybe carried coins in?
Change purse.
Okay. Do you have any word for what is that your word for a larger thing too or is it just a small one?
No. Pocketbook, purse.
So a purse could be a larger thing.
Yes, larger than a chain purse.
If you have a, what's a piece of jewelry that women wear around their wrist? Not a
bracelet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's raining, you might want to carry a raincoat. You might want to have a raincoat. You might want to take a
slicker.
Or you might want to carry a
umbrella.
Okay.
Bumper suit.
Okay, your bumper suit. Would you use that word? Or?
I have.
Would you use that seriously or would you sort of be,
I don't know where it came from. It probably came from the comedians.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear a lot of people use it as well as having heard it.
Mm-hmm. What would you, if you have a bed and you want to make up the bed, what are the different things you put on the bed to make it up?
Sheets. And covers, the blanket, the spread.
Mm-hmm. The spread goes on top? The
spread goes on top.
Would you have any other word for the spread?
Yeah. For a quick description, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It would be the spread rather than a bedspread, or would that?
Well, you could tie the. But it'd still be the spread to me, whether it's bed spread or...
Okay. A lot of times in the old days where you had central heating, you had a heavier thing that's made of different patches sewn together. Call that
comfort.
Okay. Do you have a term for a bed that is made up on the floor? Probably not. I don't have one myself. I'm looking for see if people use the word pallet. Our kids like have sleeping bags that they use.